No, we
with his poor form now.
With his poor form, you think you went and matched your keeper?
It's your boy Shea Wolo. And you're listening to
Ball Gecko Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. I'm Mayive, a.k.a. Mayowa.
And I'm Naz, a.k.a. Big C. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but yes, I'm Naz, a.k.a. Big C. Laugh all you want.
Stop saying this, Big C.
My guy, yeah. See, for
the
those... Big see, C, hold on, hold on, hold on. Congratulations, need to see. But let me explain something to you. He doesn't have to be the only one that can... Like bear the name Big C, you get.
He's the only one, please.
Ah, wow, no vex.
That's why he's verified on Twitter and all these things. Hey,
you don't see me publicizing Big C everywhere, but it is just a name that you know that
C
comes
for
up.
Chinko.
My guy, what are we talking about today, please? You know my name, so you know what C is there for.
I know. So today on Mayowa versus Naz, we're going to be talking about it's Mayu versus Chelsea. We'll be talking about if we were the managers, who are we going to loan, who are we going to keep, and who are we going to sell.
So, I mean, yeah, this we're getting to that point of the season whereby you can make changes to your squad. And I don't know. I mean, judging by how the season has gone so far, what do you think should be done to the playing squad? So that this is not necessarily talking about incoming signings, but just your current playing squad and if there's any way to maximize the output and maybe have the players look good or develop players. You know, yes. Just the options, basically.
And then we'll be talking about AFCON. We'll go to the AFCON segment. And then in between all of this, we'll be talking about hot news.
Looking under AFCON, thankfully, we did not get any upsets yesterday.
But we got two red cards again.
I mean, you see, it's not even the red card for... Yeah, exactly. the number of red cards in this tournament is already equal to the one of last year. In the whole tournament as a whole, and we're just in round of 16. Yeah, it's crazy, but I mean, it is what it is.
All right, so I think we'll take it by goalkeeper
position defense, yeah.
So let's start with you.
I mean, that's the sure one to stay. I mean, there's not even a discussion for De Gea. De Gea is definitely going to
De Gea
be there.
De Gea is your best player this
number
season.
One. I'm not going to that you conversation again. I'm not going to that conversation with you again.
But you know he is. He
De Gea
for you guys
is going to stay,
times.
And there's no way he's going to. Dean Henderson, on the other hand, I would love him to stay, but for the progress and the development of his career, he has very good teams looking out for him. There is Ajax and one other team that's just basically abroad. I think Dortmund, actually, they are looking at loaning Dean Henderson for the end of the season. And to be fair, I think there's enough competition that they are going to be playing for Henderson to have proper exposure. So for me, loan, but based
really?
On... Yeah, hold on, I'm coming. Based on the whole COVID thing, and then, I mean, anything can happen in the season, Henderson should stay. But for his personal development, I mean, I would love to actually see him.
If you are the manager, will you loan him?
I would love simply. I mean, if I carry Padom, I'll loan him more.
If you are the manager, now,
I'm telling
life.
You, in my 22 career mode, I will probably loan him.
You are the manager now, you are in Ragnick's position.
Okay.
You will loan Dean Henderson.
For exposure, yes. Look at the goalkeeping department. We have 4 goalkeepers there.
Okay. With the quality of Dean Henderson. So if De Gea has...
That's a big if, because judging by...
It's not if, definitely.
Relax. Judging by the way the season has gone, why has that if not been an issue since?
Right.
Yeah, so judging by this season, I don't think that's going to happen that De Gea would actually sit down for Henderson to showcase his talent. And I want Henderson to play football at some point, because Henderson playing football is what's going to increase the chances of the World Cup coming up at the end of the year. So
you will loan him?
Well, I mean, it's not going to be forever, but we loaned him out for a while, and that's how we got to know how good he is in the first place. So,
all right, next person.
Tom Heaton. I really don't see the reason why we signed him, but okay. I mean, he's back to United, and I think he has even played this season himself, so that's good for him. Lee Grant, keep. He will not be the actual backup that he's not going to play any game, but just be there in case of anything comes up. Then Lee Grant, I thought he was going to add a new category to our loan sell keep, and that's category is 10 minutes. Please.
You have to keep 4 goalkeepers.
I don't have to keep 4. It's not rule. There's no rule about it. That's the truth. There's no rule about number of goalkeepers. And my already has this goalkeeper
you
issue already.
Manager.
Yes.
There is. You have to
there's no. Four. It's not. You don't have to have 4 goalkeepers. And to be fair, the reason why we're having this 4 goalkeepers is because it has not impacted our youth sides. They don't have. We're having to sell off those keepers there. And those are the ones that should even be making up this.
And
this
the fact
not,
like. Keeper is on this list does not mean he cannot even play on the youth.
Yeah, they are the ones playing on the youth. Imagine, am I going to build up Lee Grant at 37, 38?
I think he's just there to fill in.
Exactly. Which
country? You know, you have to register English.
The small keepers I have, they will be from England. Don't worry. The fact that I'm the one developing them, they are going to fill in that quota. Not this one, Le Grand, 37 years
last
collecting.
Year, last
yes. Year. So for goalkeepers, my decisions are De Gea stay, Dean Henderson between stay and loan, Tom Heaton stay.
No, Dean Henderson loan.
Well, any of the outcomes, I'm good with it.
All right.
Tom Heaton stay, Le Grand terminate, please. Maybe how? What about your own goalkeepers?
Kepa, definitely Kepa is not going anywhere. I don't know how you guys rotate your team, but in our own team, if you from time to time we bench Mendy and then Kepa plays.
No, because you have commissions to play in. I mean, I got knocked out from the first round of Carabao Cup I was playing in, so you know that even, really limited even, Henderson's chances.
Well, we have two world class goalkeepers on our bench. I think it's different for you.
Who are the two world class goalkeepers on your bench?
We have Kepa and Mendy.
That's not your bench. Those are your starting keepers. Yeah, your.
And what I mean is that we have two world class goalkeepers.
No, I'm sorry.
Mendy's definitely.
Why? Wait, hold on. World class, not Kepa. Mendy, maybe. World class.
No, Kepa is world class, as far as I'm concerned.
Fine boy. No, not okay. Price tag. It's not price tag that is world class.
If you don't see, he's obvious I see. Now. I so mean, Kepa, keep, definitely.
Okay.
Edward Mendy, definitely okay. Is not going anywhere. Keep.
That's nice.
Marcus Bertinelli, definitely is not going anywhere. He's happy to even be in the
squad. That's your own. That's my Tom Heaton.
That is.
Exactly. Yes. Just
he's happy to be in the squad. And so he's always talking about competitions, blah, blah, blah. And he just came this season. If we don't need
same
him.
Same thing with Heaton.
Oh, we'll sign him. Then we'll have Lucas Bergstrom.
That's young a young boys. Boy. Be, yeah, exactly. Which is why I would rather terminate Le Grand than leave. Hey, Lucas Bergstrom. If I had Lucas Bergstrom on my team, Omo, forget, stay there, don't worry.
Loan. We'll loan this to
you. You don't even have to loan, you can just
Chelsea,
be there.
We don't keep our young boys to sit on the bench. We loan them out to prove themselves. So it's two things for us. Either you make money for us or you are good enough and then you come into the team. We don't use it to fill numbers.
Okay,
nah.
Okay. That's right. Fair. That's
so
fair.
Shall I continue then? We'll now go to your defenders.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. Move on to your defenders. Let's see the fine boys you have.
You've been listening to Ball Gecko Podcast.
Antonio Rudiger.
Okay.
Definitely keep.
I mean,
even though
you see, you find you are looking for a way to even keep him past this season, but let's see how that goes.
Even though he has been going back and forth on his contract issues, blah, blah, blah. But now it looks like we are making headway because the team he wanted to go to is like they are not interested in signing
Madrid,
him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They are saying they have Alaba, so definitely he's going to stay for me.
Okay.
Marcos Alonso, dicey.
Well, so you understand that this is a general transfer window. So now I'm not talking about summer, what you intend to do in the future.
I know.
For now. Yeah,
keep.
How is it dicey?
Keep.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have any other left back except him.
Keep. We could sign.
Yeah, you could sign.
But keep.
But right now, that's not happening.
Christensen, definitely keep. Already self, he too is having contractual issues. I hope we don't end up losing him because
I see links to Man U as well and Bayern Munich as well.
It's quality.
Yes, but you guys are not seeing it.
But it's our boy. Not like we are not seeing it. We don't want to give you any wage builders, scatter the whole structure because it's the team first for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the honest truth. It's a privilege for you to be in Chelsea. If you want to stay, stay. If you don't want to, bounce.
Now, wow.
But left to me, I'll keep him. Okay. Thiago, definitely. Keep.
He can't go anywhere now.
Ben Chilwell, we're keeping him, but he's not even around till the end of the season.
Sadly, it's how many months in? 7 months?
It's till the end of the season. We're not even sure. At the end of the season, they will now assess his situation. But now, definitely, he's out for the rest of the season. For that careless tackle. For that careless movement.
Okay.
He should have just, but it is what it is. It's
and you're here today lamenting about it.
Rhys James, it looks like my man is coming back. He posted last week that he posted a picture of his foot in his boot and it was like first stage past foot nine boot. I was yeah. So my man is almost back. Great.
Oh, that's nice.
Azpilicueta.
See, you basically all your defenders are keep. Is there anyone that should?
You know they want to sign Cesar already. Barcelona are already negotiating a transfer.
Barcelona are looking for free. Are just looking for show free everywhere. To be fair,
they have Dani Alves that is 39. They want to add Azpilicueta to it again.
I know that all their signings are looking like show free. Except maybe I saw them linked to Tagliafico.
Torres,
big money. Yeah. Tagliafico loan to buy $4 million. Then Azpilicueta and what's his name? Consensus free. I mean, yeah, they're looking towards the future, but they're still looking for
how because they can't afford. I can't blame them. No. They don't have the money to try around. Chalobas, keep. Malang Sarr, keep. This guy has really stepped up, Malang Sarr.
Yeah,
and then I see him play, and I'm like, if Christensen leaves, Malang Sarr will feel it. Straight. Even though they play at different positions.
Are you sure you not feel the drop in quality?
We will, because Christensen has played at the highest level.
Exactly.
Malang Sarr is just coming up.
Exactly.
But the young shall grow.
But funny enough, you keep talking about Malang Sarr like he's your youth prospect or your youth boy. You know, Malang Sarr actually plays senior team football for OG Sinis.
But he's a small boy compared to the defenders we have in Chelsea. Maybe if he was in Southampton or something.
It's not by down. It's actually not by down. Mbappe will tell you it's not by age. Like, if you are good, you are good. Don't tell me I'm too young.
If I'm going
to
check the quality of defenders that we have, is the lowest.
Agreed. But yet, you are still going to hold on to him.
Yes, because of how the season is going.
Exactly.
And Kobe
another. You see why I would not have wanted Henderson out all the way, because something can come up and then he'll just be the one that will be starting and have like
I'm surprised I even want him out.
No, just for his quality. I mean, he's the quality is too much for him to be on. Right. And there's no space for him to be fair.
We've left your goalkeeper.
Exactly.
Xavier Mbuyamba alone. I've never seen him.
I've actually seen him play for Chelsea and then his name. I saw him play. He was an under 23 game against Man U. And he was just trying to bully everybody because he's a big. Let me not just say. I mean, he's a big defender. So that's what he does. So I mean,
alone, definitely. So he can go and get better.
Get experience.
There's no way he's getting into the squad. Even Malangsa is still struggling to get in. Oh yeah, straight to your defense.
So I mean, I don't know who I should start from. Should I start from the obvious ones? I mean, there's Champions League Varane. He's not going anywhere, obviously. I just got him. Harry Maguire as well, 80 million fridge. Well, there's no how we can get rid of him, so he's going to be there. There's nothing we can do about that. Victor Nielsen Lindelof, fine boy, ice cold. Let's go. He's going to stay there. Luke Shaw, not going anywhere. Wan-Bissaka, not going anywhere. Eric Bailly, on the other hand, is already in negotiations with AC Milan.
Keep. Don't say not going anywhere.
No,
keep.
Keep. Not going anywhere means like there is no sell, there's no loan for them, so they are going to stay put.
Okay, keep.
But for an Eric Bailly, by the way, already in negotiations with AC Milan for a loan deal, and then they are interested, and I don't know how that's going to work out, but in the same vein as the Henderson, if he goes, there's no big deal, like it's fine. But at the same time, we're having shortage of defenders, and so I don't really know if I want him to go. But to be fair, for my own selfish reasons, I'll keep him. I mean, he's quality enough to step in if any of these players are not available. Diogo Dalot, to be very fair, I actually did not want him to even stay this season. I saw him this season, I was like, you know what? It seems like you found your playing ground. You're going to stay there and play ball because you're not playing ball for me. And his first few games for me this season, it was nothing to write on me. I mean, Danjuma saw him in Champions League and he ate him like Oha. I mean, he got up and ate him like Oha, just as our famous video said. Yes, exactly.
So you keep him?
Right now, yes, he's giving me better things than Aaron Wan-Bissaka, who I also keep. I'll keep Wan-Bissaka. I'll keep Alex Telles. To be fair, my defenders, there's not really... All the young boys that can be loaned out have gone already, because there's a Tende Mengi. He had one Champions League. He played against young boys. I came in as a left back and he played well, actually. But to be fair, there was not going to be so much space for him to have a run of games. So he's now in Birmingham City. We have Deshaun Bernard in Hull City. So we already have players out on loan already, so that already covers for my defenders. Then my midfielders, again, I'm going to exaggerate my added category of 10 minutes, and this is for my veteran Juan Mata. 10 minute that boy's contract.
That is your veteran. Is that my guy, veteran that you, gave,
guess
gave
what guess
guys.
What guess what guess what he has spent longer with me than you. Guess what?
Good luck to you.
Which is why he's more my veteran than your own. So I mean, you got him first doesn't mean that he's not your veteran. He left you at 26.
We sold him.
He left your team at 26 or thereabouts.
Because the manager didn't like him.
No problem. Not that he was not quality,
yeah. Yes, exactly. He was our best player of the season. The season before he was sold.
Yeah, and that was weird. But very, I mean, that's where you see manager power coming into play. So yeah, Juan Mata terminated his contract, because to be fair, there was no need to even give him that additional contract as at 2021 summer. But we are here in January talking about Juan Mata in the team, and he's just taking a number. He's taking a very good number 8. We are never going to see number 8 for money, because Juan Mata is not wearing it.
Really? What does that have to do with anything?
You should give someone that is playing football
apart
for me.
Apart from the fact that you guys might finish 8th this season.
Nah, dead guy. Nemanja Matic, I don't have any other person in this position. So yeah, he's going to stay. I really do hope Will Ghana comes back and... Sorry, James Ghana. I hope James Ghana comes back and he takes that position and makes it his own. That's pending the other signings we are also interested in. Paul Pogba, there's nothing we can do about it. We have to keep him because nobody's going to come for him.
Ujuru.
No, he's not Ujuru. We have to keep him, to be fair, because I know.
You keep him.
Yes,
keep,
I will
bam.
Keep him. Let me explain something to you, because I know that 2022 is the last year Paul Pogba is going to be Man U. No matter, there's no magic that can happen.
Definitely.
Yeah, so
it's good for him to just leave.
Same thing with Lingard. I mean, Lingard's situation is better because he actually has suitors that are ready to take him now.
Oh, Pogba will get. Newcastle are no longer interested in Lingard because you guys are dragging the matter.
Not just that. I mean, Tottenham and West Ham came for Lingard, but then we saw that you cannot strengthen those guys. those guys that are fighting for positions, you cannot give them a good player that will actually make them better.
So you will not use him. Very selfish.
My guy, obviously, yes.
Same thing you guys did with Marshall. There are several English teams that were interested. You.
Why would I strengthen you when I'm fighting with you for
it's
a position?
Mourinho, I know, that used to do that.
No,
that,
no, no. This is a business.
Will sign you.
But guess what? This is a business. This is football business. So you don't expect me to strengthen my competitor.
It's about the best for the player. Let him leave and be a better footballer. Somebody that dedicated to... He could have left you guys. He decided to stay.
Guess what?
Now he wants to leave. You're frustrating his life.
You know,
are you threatening Newcastle now?
Yes.
So Newcastle is a competition for
no,
you.
No, we'll give them. That's why I believe the Newcastle thing is going to happen.
It's not.
Guess what?
The transfer has been cancelled now.
We have how many days to transfer window? Because cancelling now doesn't
6 days.
5 days, actually. 25th to 31. It can still happen.
Six.
You. No problem. No problem. 6-5, no, whatever. I'm telling you that between now and the end of transfer window, it's still very possible for Lingard to secure a deal away from Man United.
I'm expecting maybe Celta Vigo or something.
OG Sin is also interested in it, but I don't know if they can pay his wages.
He should just stay. Like I said yesterday, he should just stay till the end of the season. Then he will now go to a team that you guys eyes will shoot.
That's the funny thing is, however this wants to play out, end of season, he's still the one that's going to decide what's going to happen.
That's what I'm saying.
So if he's loan, because we can't sell him, and that's why the loan fee is looking like we want to sell him, like 12 million for. I mean,
how are you 12 million for what?
12 million, 10 million. Yes, exactly.
You can't pay more than 5 million.
So it's basically like you're buying him. It's almost like you're buying him. So yeah, so that's Lingard and Pogba. I mean, Pogba stay because no suitors. To be fair, well, shortage and anything can happen to who might need him. Lingard too is no more in a situation of who might need him. He's already on the periphery of going out. It seems any which way, either selling or loaning, but one way or the other, Lingard probably is
so. You won't loan Lingard now.
If the chance comes, why not? I'll loan him. You like you said, if the chance is given to me, I'm the manager, I'll do that. Pastor Fred. Well, I mean, he's set in stone in the starting lineup, so he's not going anywhere.
Because
Bruno Fernandes
likes him.
He's not just he's giving the manager what he wants now. So yes, right. Bruno Fernandes, he's staying. Scott McTominay, he's not going anywhere. He's staying. Keep Donny van de Beek. The very big question mark. To be very fair, I think he should stay as well.
You're very selfish.
Yeah, hold on. Yes, exactly. I'm going to give my reasons. So yes, there is Dortmund, there is Crystal Palace that are interested in him. And to be fair, loaning him out to this team is not bad. Because let me explain to you now. So this Donny van de Beek situation, selling him is going to be very premature in case the new manager actually needs his qualities. That's one. He's still under contract. He's not a player that we're afraid that, come June, he's not going to be in the team. So loaning him out is not bad. So to keep him sharp. But then, the way the season is going, somebody coughs today, another person says he has COVID. Van de Beek is going to be playing in that team, man. It has not worked in his favor because when that opportunity comes around, he's either always injured or not fit, or just there's just something about him. Or him too is also in the COVID situation too. So, I mean, you cannot rule out for him that when any of these spaces comes up for him, he should play. I mean, I don't see any reason why he will
continue
play.
To keep him on the bench. How many matches have he played this
season? I don't want to keep him on the bench, but
same with Lingard. I think just 7 games.
I think he hasn't played more than Lingard itself. Van de Beek is also on the periphery of staying, keeping and
so
loaning.
Keep/loan.
Yeah.
Decide, Joe. Why are you being a Nigerian politician?
Keep/loan. I've already told you my own. I mean, let me tell you, because me as I am right now, I am okay with both options. Yes, that's why I keep alone.
This man.
Yeah, thank you.
And you say I'm the one shifting post.
This is not shifting post now. Shifting post is bringing it the same,
are you
the
done?
Same situation now. Same amount is different.
Are you done?
Yes, I've not told you that I can't keep alone too. So I mean, yes. What happens to your midfielders? Who are the people that are there?
Jorginho.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, he's not going anywhere now. I'm going to see. I can answer your midfielders for you.
Mate.
See, call your midfielders and be answering for
Ngolo
you.
Ngolo Kante.
He's staying. Go on.
Christian Pulisic.
He's staying. Go on.
Well, will I keep him?
Is that because that's the number 10? Oh yeah, let's go. What's your reason?
Pulisic it doesn't look like he's going to do anything in Chelsea.
So you feel so? Do you want to sell him?
I'm asking
the question. Do you want to sell him? Do you want to loan him? Yeah, you are not going to take any of these options.
I'll give you Pulisic.
You give me my Pulisic.
Okay, Pulisic because of COVID.
Kovacic
definitely keep.
Go. Uh-huh.
Mason Mount definitely keep.
Okay.
Hakim Ziyech. Definitely keep. I hope this he doesn't get injured now that he's.
Please, already he's the countdown is already there for him.
Kai Havertz.
Oh yeah, now
definitely keep. Even the stats came up recently that he has been underwhelming this season.
Yes, exactly. Do you need stats for that?
Because he has been injured.
Wait, hold on. But did you need stats for that?
And but he's still very young. So
did you need stats to know that he has been underwhelming this season? My,
you know why?
The question. Jesus, just answer the question. No, you know why?
Yes,
did,
I do.
You needed stats. When,
whenever Kai Havertz plays, he still creates more opportunities for himself. Somebody like something like this Nigerian boy. What's his name?
Aribo.
No, no, our striker.
Awuni.
No, no. The tall guy. Yeah, Omar Sadiq. That same brilliance. Even when I saw Omar Sadiq, he was looking like I have it in my eyes.
So hold on, they hold on. So that means eye around. Test. So with eye test and what you've seen from Havertz this season, you think he has had a good season?
I think it's not bad.
Eye test.
It's not bad compared to what Lukaku is doing. Bam. We bought him for the future, man. That guy's young.
Okay, well. This is shifting.
Ruben Loftus-Cheek.
This is how he
should definitely
keep.
I'll
tell you why he has shifting position that situation, but no problem.
Loftus-Cheek, we're keeping him.
Yes.
Saul, definitely still keep. Because I don't understand how we have this many midfielders and then COVID still takes all of them out. It's like somebody's against
Chelsea. COVID injury. I don't know. Different things. I mean, so.
Ross Barkley. Loan.
What's loan?
Is the best
loan? Can I be sell?
Loan.
At some point, you have to use my option of terminate. Because this is a player I should use terminate for. To be fair,
Saul is definitely going to go at the end of the season. We have Gallagher.
Who has more future at Chelsea, Saul or Barkley? Because I think none of them actually.
But for now, I will loan Ross Barkley.
Don't loan him. What are you loaning him for? Sell him. Let him go and continue his life somewhere else. I mean, it's the same way you guys kept drink water till with not even drink water as a footballer. That's how you're going to do it, and that's how it's looking.
Oh yeah,
like.
We've heard you. Ross Barkley. I just have this attachment to him because he reminds me a lot of.
So therefore, you're selling him.
But we'll sell him for
God
the better.
God bless you. And thank you.
Maybe Newcastle or somebody.
See,
maybe
you're giving me joy by allowing me to convince you.
Javi Vale. Definitely loan. The guy is good. They are the ones that have played. These young guys, Xavier Simons, Charlie Webster, Lewis Hall. They've shown themselves in, I think it's Carlin.
Yeah.
And they are shown that they have quality. So they are at that stage where the next thing is loan. Because
they need more first in football.
I just hope
experience.
new loan system will not affect us.
It's good to affect
so much.
Even me too, so I mean.
But it doesn't mean there's always buyback clause like we have with Tammy Abraham. So
you know that the buyback clause works is I think it's something almost like a double the amount that you sell them to.
It doesn't mean. Depends on how you agree. Depends on what you guys agree that is the quality of the player.
Okay, there's also the first refusal. There are so many clauses to be fair. So I mean that could work in any way.
And there's always the match, accepted bid. So if somebody
that's what I said. Our first refusal.
Then we can bid the same amount and they must accept it. So it's still a win-win at the end of the day. Then Kennedy, this guy has been injured for forever.
Is this in Chelsea?
Yes, it's still
exactly.
On the
so you see, I not hearing this question. This question is very weird, my guy.
I think it was not. Was it Kennedy? No, it was Musonda that was ready to play for free.
Musonda, huh?
And then Chelsea said, no, you can't play for free. You still have to go. No, Musonda is not on the list actually. So Kennedy definitely sell.
But Musonda is still in Chelsea.
Yes,
you didn't loan him out this
it's
season.
It's not. He just came back from injury halfway through the season. He came back for like November, September. So it was not like he was available to be sold with injury.
Okay.
And then he's free already. He's free to leave. But he wanted to prove himself because they are not even allowing him to train. He believes.
Oh, wow.
He's like he's ready to play for free, but Chelsea say no.
So are you go? Is that terminated? They've terminated his contract or what?
Yes, they have. They've told him not like they've terminated, but they've told him that they are not renewing. And at the end of the summer, he's. Contract is coming to an end. They've also told him that he can leave this January.
Madu.
So it's like
they are washing hands away from Charlie Musonda.
So straight to
prime talent, yeah.
Attackers. Timo Werner definitely keep.
Okay.
Odoi definitely keep. But I don't think we'll be saying this at the end of the season. Odoi has like a wide.
Odoi that
like
should have cashed in 70 million from Bayern Munich. That's
not
time.
About the money for us.
I'm sorry. Why not? Let me explain this Odoi zone to you because I mean Bayern Munich saw Sancho at Dortmund like they want to get their own English winger. So yes, looking promise and everything. And then they came to meet you and people were doing no hits. I'm selling because to be very fair,
the last match I actually played well.
No problem. Play well, but do you know I don't think I saw Odoi's talent potential reaching that 70 million at any point, and then seeing rumors about Bayern Munich ready to beat something close to that 40 million.
You think they
million.
Are blind?
It's weird. I'm telling you, they saw Sancho in
we
Dortmund and felt that they could also get their own English winger that would do something
if
similar.
If it's anything again for you to go by, Chelsea has been loaning stars. Chelsea have loaned Andjori. Chelsea have loaned Gallagher. Chelsea have loaned
all the stars you
Mount.
Call. None of them are. Oh, okay. Yes, Mount. Oh.
Chelsea have loaned. The biggest of the biggest.
I need to know how many of these stars are playing for you because
what I'm trying to tell you is that Callum Hudson-Odoi was at some point, at that point where Chelsea could have loaned him, but we decided to keep him to tell you how much quality he shows. Well, he always shows this quality.
When I
kept
Greenwood, there was a problem.
I don't get.
He said, no, I don't loan him out because he's not good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, continue. Yes,
Odoi is different.
Yes, Odoi keep Abi.
Definitely keep.
Okay, that's good.
And let's see what happens at the end of the season. Romelu Lukaku keep. I can't spend so much money and then just sell you. Jude Sunsubel. This guy is a very good striker. I think he too is also at that level where Chelsea will loan him. Same thing that happened to Broja.
Okay.
So it's time for him to get loaned. But now, if somebody comes
I think Broja is way ahead in his development than this guy. Because Broja's name has been out there for a while.
Broja is about 20. Broja is not a small boy anymore.
That's what I'm saying. He's way ahead of this guy in his development.
Of course, he'll be way ahead. He's way, way older than him. This guy is 18.
Broja has been playing senior football for a while. Since he was 18, actually. So, yeah.
So, definitely. Loan. I will loan him if there's somebody that has the
interest.
If there's any club that has the... That looks like they can make him a better player. Because we don't just loan players. We still check. If you're not using them, we take them back and loan them to another team.
No, man. I think everybody does that. Every top team does that.
All right, so your attack.
That's all for your attack.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Most of our players are midfielders.
Yeah, I felt like you call Pulisic, Ziyech, Havertz. Yeah, those players. I think those are more.
They seem
attackers,
like strikers.
Yeah, they are more of the attackers than. But yeah, so we're moving to my attack. Manchester United. I think we already have one out of the door, which is Anthony Martial, ice coach.
He's out. Yeah. Don't call him again.
Yeah, I'll call him. I mean, it's obviously loan. I think the whole world knows it's going to be a loan and everything. But
somewhere, refuse to agree a buyout.
So here is the thing for me. Somewhere in my heart, I just hope that he plays well and then comes back. But I don't know. I don't know how possible that is. But
there's actually space for him.
There's not so much.
That's the honest truth. Cavani is leaving. Ronaldo is getting older.
Exactly. So
Rashford,
yes. All this,
he can still play with Rashford. He can still play with Greenwood. Sancho, he can still lock his horns. Sancho won't top strike for you. There's always space for Martial.
So that's the thing with United attackers is all of them are flexible to be interchanging positions in the 90 minutes. That's just telling them. So yes, Martial out on loan already before this. Cristiano Ronaldo, he's not going anywhere from now to June. Edison Cavani, obviously not going anywhere. I think with the appeal from Ragnik and like he needs the services, blah blah blah, he's staying for the end of the season. Marcus Rashford, my number 10, scored in 2 games consecutively now from the bench, so yes, he's staying. Jadon Sancho, whenever I recover, I'm here for you. Please come and play for me. Mason Greenwood, where do you want to go to before? Nobody can come. I saw Arsenal dreaming about him, but you know, that's all it is, dreams. Anthony Elanga, yes, upcoming prospects. Don't worry, I'm going to stay there. You're not going anywhere. I mean, you have played yourself ahead of the 37 million Amatraoré, who should actually go out on loan now, because it was an injury that held him back from going out on loan during the summer. But yeah, I mean, before the end of the transfer window, I think Amatraoré should be finding a new club between now and June to showcase his talents, basically. Hannibal Mejbri is at the Nations Cup. It was part of the Tunisian side that knocked out Nigeria. I don't know if he played that day though, but yeah, he's at that Nations Cup. So, well, whenever he comes back, I think he's still going to be integrated into the under 23 setup. But should they loan him out now? Here is why players like Mata should not be my team again.
How?
For someone like Mejbri and Shola Shoretire. Those are the players that should be in that whole, oh, they are still playing youth team football, but whenever the chance comes up for them, put them on the bench for the senior
boys. You know,
the
funny thing is that when we watch football, we only see the 90 minutes. But there are some players that still are needed in the back room. If there's anything, you guys need characters. That's it. These young boys now, how will they thrive? You still need old boys around. Why do you think Chelsea is keeping all these other guys? Why do you think we don't even want Azpilicueta to leave?
Azpilicueta is playing ball for you in 90 minutes. Mata is not playing ball for me in 100. Yes, Mata has not played ball
since
for me.
James,
from
when James
season.
Was fit, hardly will you see Azpilicueta. So it's not
exactly,
as if
exactly, exactly, exactly. Do you understand that? Do you understand that?
We have a younger team.
Do you understand
that? Starting.
Do you know how many people have to injure before Mata plays ball for me?
It depends on the style of play of the manager. If Mata was in Chelsea, he would still find space to play.
I pray.
In a way.
I pray. Physically, Mata is not ready. Mata is no more at that level at which you want to play in this current league we are in right now.
So it's not about physically. Look at what all these other guys are doing. It's for you to master what you are doing and be good at it. Mata has never been given enough time to play to know if he's physically.
You actually feel that Mata will play in Chelsea if he was in Chelsea.
It won't start, but definitely.
Yes, it's not even start. He's not seen. First of all, England is a place whereby they have chosen not to play 5 subs in the Premier League, and which is very wrong. Which I feel is already at a disadvantage.
Talking about it, and then the small teams always say
yes, and as they can't see that
everybody is going to benefit from.
As it pisses me off. But then I look at it that they have a point saying the big teams will have more qualities to bring on from the bench. That's fine, but you people are suffering because injuries and your players are not getting to rest well. Because I mean, you're not rest.
They don't have a bigger squad.
They can't if they want to, and that's
they can't afford to. That's the honest truth.
Yes, but every single team in England, I think, has a youth squad or have like an academy.
You know, you always said this thing. You said it too the last time. You think if the youth squad are good enough, they will not be in the starting line.
One of these players. So why are you putting money there if none of them is good enough?
How many?
Move your money and put money and go and use to actually buy players to be there.
Because
so
you
make
don't
five
know
subs.
Who
it's
is
simple.
Going to rise.
When you see potential, it can't be always one in a million. When you see potential, to be fair, do you know there are sides, there are transfers between teams, between big teams, and everybody in particular in the youth squad setup. Edin Ketia was a buy from Chelsea to Arsenal as a youth team player. Not that he was a big team player or he was the first team player, then Arsenal bought him as the first team player. They bought him for Chelsea as under 18, and then now he now somehow made his way to be playing in
that's
the
first
team.
That's what I'm saying. That's rare.
Exactly what I'm saying now.
Do you know how many young players get churned out that don't?
I'll tell you. There's this Western striker Odubajo from Man U.
All these Nigerian boys
are
everywhere.
Exactly. So he was now you set up. We didn't offer any new contract and anything. And then he went to West Ham and came back to Man U and scored a hat trick against Man U and they beat us 3-2. He scored the 3 goals. And somehow, I think
one in a million.
It's not one in a million. I tell you, you check all these teams and you'll be seeing youth players that at some point they can make an impact in the first team. There's Aston Villa with Cameron Archer and Louis Barry, young strikers.
I feel you are looking at this thing from Football Manager.
You are saying
in real life,
it's
very
hard
for a team player. They will kill you.
No, that's the thing. See, everybody, there's talent. Yeah, so hold on. Here's what I'm saying now. I'm not saying put that talent on show that you must come and play. No, it is only when the opportunity rises that you say, okay, this guy has been performing, he has been playing a level higher than all these youth guys. Come and see if it's something I can actually transcend into first in football. Someone like Folarin Balogun now that is angry at that he's not playing, he's not getting first in playing as now. Have you seen that guy play in the PL2?
No,
he bullies everybody. He bullies every single player there. He's clearly better. But whenever I see his chance playing the first team, once in a while, I mean, 2 seasons ago in the Europa League, he actually had stats: 1 goal, 1 assist, 1 goal, 1 assist in the games he played. But then there was no chance for him to play in the first team in with the run he wants. Arsenal will lose the game, and Folarin Balogun will upload something on his Twitter saying, "I mean, I'm better than this thing that whatever." Like he just upload a goal of him dribbling from the midfield and going to score. That's it. Does he's that kind of he's a cocky person like that. So these talents are there in every single team. Once. Yes, exactly. So when you say that this player is clearly above the level of these youth team players, then I mean, come and sit on the bench in the first. Come and train with us first. In the training, you see if these guys can even match up a little bit. Because I mean, that's how Elanga.
That's why thank God for competitions like the Carling Cup. This is when we actually get to see all these young stars.
If your team is
like a Chelsea, West Ham, you know. Chelsea will use younger guys, and then maybe West Ham will use their main.
Not even that.
And then you see teams get in
a situation whereby you have won your first 5 group stage matches of Champions League. The 6th game, you know you're already qualified.
Mm-hmm.
These guys come and play for you, especially if it's a home.
But that's
game.
Rare.
That's what happened to me. You know that's what happened to me. Yes, Ragnik came and he just played all those boys. He just played everybody. He played Van de Beek as DM that itself. So I mean. There's going to be that one chance.
It's beautiful to allow young stars come.
Exactly.
Even if you're playing PES, you see, if you put in a young player, the commentator will be like,
"Yes,
hey,
oh, first, yeah, first, first appearance, uh-huh.
A young star."
You get now, so every so
blah, blah,
even
blah,
this, even
the
even
travel.
Even the Burnleys, the Newcastles, the Stoke, the Everton, they all have young boys that. I mean, there's this Alan Gordon guy, this Gordon winger now for Everton. They didn't buy him. He's from their youth team. Obviously, he's better than youth team. By the time he's trained, they are seeing he's actually better. Than, maybe he can give me something that Demarai Gray or Andy Townsend is not giving me. And now, look at him now. He's set.
I think we've exhausted that. So we're thinking about stingy players. Let's quickly run over that before we go to the next segment.
One of my number 11. Now, wow. I'm tired. I don't say I'm tired of Greenwood. Yeah, so my number 11. I don't want to call his name, but my number 11, my guy. I mean, I'm a believer of your talent.
I thought maybe that was his role. Like, maybe to they, be, they to always. To shoot. You know, sometimes you can do it in FM where you say shoot.
Yeah. Shoot on grab.
Whenever you can. So, but man, it's like the guy is just annoying.
You know, he's not annoying. So
you can see Ronaldo complaining over and over again.
So that's the thing about it. So, well, Greenwood, I mean, I really don't know what is the issue is, but because he has this, there's already the whole he's the best finisher in the team from Ole, and you know that's already in his head. Like, I mean, anybody who wants to give 1-on-1 on Manchester United, you hope is Greenwood, because Greenwood is a very fantastic finisher. But at the same time, you are not always in that position to take that chance the way you want to take it. So keep someone in a better position. It's not every time. Greenwood has that luxury of both feet. Yeah, it's the same outcome. But then at some point in time, now that players are getting used to your style of play, remove the attention from you sometimes. You get the ball and they're already expecting to shoot. Pass to the next player, and then it's a team game, not an individual game. I don't know if Greenwood is going to listen to the podcast, but I mean, I wouldn't want to regard you as a stingy player by the end of the season.
We don't really have any stingy player, but some people complain about Mason Mount being stingy because there are several times where he could just pass and he keeps shooting. But we don't really complain about it because he's the only one taking shots like Frank Lampard. So I think that's that about that.
That works for stingy players. So everybody in Chelsea, they are all cheerful givers.
Yeah, everybody always. Sometimes too, even Lukaku is a cheerful giver. So at this point, I think we're done. We already touched everything.
Yeah, but then there was, like I said, no upsets yesterday night. Cameroon. No upsets.
Did you see Hakimi's goal? Free Hakimi. Kick again. That guy will start taking free kicks. Wow.
I mean, he's learning from the goal.
And then the first goal, Malawi scored. It was Malawi now against Morocco. That goal was mad. Oh. It was a screamer.
But I mean,
it was closer to the center of the field than the post.
Are you serious? Crazy. Was that far?
Crazy goal. Crazy goal. That's all for today.
Well, it's been fantastic, guys. I mean, touching down, hoping that some of these our predictions or our intentions for these players come to play, to be fair. I would like some of these players to actually, like I said, terminate. I'm actually being serious about terminating this contract. I'm not joking about it, but we'll see how we can do about that. So on that note, guys, this is goodbye from me, Naz, aka Big C. I don't know what all my haters think about that, but this is goodbye from me and my EV.
Save.
That was Ball Gecko Podcast. For more content, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ball Gecko. Also, check out our website at www.ballgecko.com.